Hello there. It's been a while since I saw another living soul out here. Oh, I see. So you want to enter my castle then? Oh, no, there is no problem. You are most welcome. In fact, I'd be delighted if you wanted to come in. Yes, it is much warmer inside. Oh, car trouble, huh? No wonder. This really is no weather to be driving around in. And on these roads. It's a miracle you made it this far. And let me guess, your phone doesn't work either? When it rains, it pours. It's not that surprising. This is the middle of nowhere, after all. Technology hasn't quite caught up around here. I also have a phone that doesn't work. Not a lot of people to call, anyway. Well, I tell you what, you can just wait here until the weather clears, and we can figure out what to do about the car later. Come, join me by the fire. Get yourself warm again. It will probably take a while until the roads become passable again. But don't worry, I'm sure I can find us something enjoyable to do to pass the time. Two grown-ups stuck together in this big empty castle with just the heat of the fire to keep us warm. It's been so very long since I've had a visitor. You don't mind that I put my hand on your knee, do you? No, you feel a bit cold. I think I know just how to fix that, though. How about you let me feed on you? What? Don't look at me like that. I'm told you humans really enjoy it. I forgot how slow you can be. Isn't it obvious? I'm a vampire. Hey, don't point that thing at me. Ugh, you humans and your guns. Is that any way to treat your hostess? Put it away. Oh, come on, look at me. Do I really look like I would do you harm? Yes, just look at me. Look into my eyes. Good, that's it. You're safe here. Just look into my eyes. You can see I'm not lying. I won't hurt you. Relax. Feel all your tension flow away. Just listen to my voice. It feels nice, doesn't it? So soothing. Everything is fine. Pointing a gun at someone is very rude. You don't want to point guns at people. Lower the gun, human. Good. Good. Just give it to me. You don't need it. Good. Good boy. You get your toy back when you can behave like a proper adult. Really? Really, human? What did I just say about behaving like a proper adult? Come on, human, open your eyes. You don't have to be afraid of me. I won't hurt you. Just don't point a gun at me. Those things are so very loud. How about we just talk for a while then? No feeding. Let's get off the floor and go sit on the sofa like two well-adjusted adults we both are, okay? Okay, you know what? I'll take a scarf and blindfold myself. Would that make you feel better? It's not like mindless slaves make for very sparking conversation anyway. Ugh, I'm gonna look ridiculous, but somebody has to be the adult around here. But it's been so nice since I felt a human touch. And it's been so nice since I had anybody to talk to. It gets lonely. Found it. Okay, you can open your eyes now. It's on. Why aren't you opening your eyes? Oh yes, I can see you well enough with sonar. Enough to be able to tell that you're still acting like a child. You don't trust that I'm actually blindfolded? You wound me. Oh, fine. I'm going to take your hand and let you feel it, okay? Do you feel it? Nice and tight, isn't it? Warm? Of course my hand feels warm. You humans are really so gullible. You shouldn't believe everything you hear. Satisfied? Will you finally open your eyes now? Good boy. Keep looking into my eyes. I didn't lie to you. You know you can trust me completely. I never said I wasn't going to take the blindfold off again. This is very reasonable. Shh, it's okay. Don't fight it. Let my eyes draw you in. Nothing else matters. Just focus on my eyes. Can you see all of the different colors? Yes, my eyes are absolutely mesmerizing, aren't they? Just watch the pretty colors. Watch them shimmer in the light of the fire. It's so soothing, so captivating. Relax. Let go of everything. That's it. Good boy. Just focus on the beautiful colors. Just keep looking into my eyes. Keep listening to my voice. Nothing is wrong. Let your thoughts just float away. Very good. You're doing so well. Let your mind become empty. Calm. Blank. Obedient. Relax and let go. Give in. Listen. Obey. Good. Now, keep looking into my eyes and stand up. Follow me. Sit down next to me. Good boy. It feels good following my instructions, doesn't it? Yes. Now, listen very carefully to my voice. You will believe everything I tell you. You will do everything I say. You will think all of the suggestions are brilliant ideas. You will forget everything that happened since I opened that door. You remember that you just came in and we sat down. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, wake up. So, yeah, so some lousy weather, huh? Say, what do you think about letting me feed on you? What? Did I hypnotize you? No? Oh, come on. I go through all this effort of hypnotizing you, getting you nice and deep, and it doesn't even stick for 10 seconds. Do you know how much a hassle it is to come up with these inductions? Trying to come up with all these different ways of saying, I have really pretty eyes, so you should just do whatever I tell you. Yeah, it really is terrible. But guess what? It doesn't matter, because apparently it's been so long that I fed that I can't even get a simple amnesia suggestion to stick anymore. Why won't you just let me feed on you? Don't you think I'm beautiful? I mean, look at my tits. They're nearly falling out of my gown. I thought humans liked them. Aren't they nice? They're so plump and so very soft. I can tell you do like them. Imagine how good it would feel to hold them in your hands. Or maybe you'd rather rest your head between them. You can do all of these things if you would only let me feed on you. Why are you being so difficult? We've established that my tits are magnificent, yes. And you do think I'm pretty, don't you? My eyes are amazing, for one. Why don't you look a little deeper into them? Oh, relax, human. Can't you take a joke? But seriously, you can't keep your eyes off of me, and your arousal is painfully obvious. So why the hell won't you let me feed on you? Ugh, whatever, I'm done asking nicely. You, me, feeding, now. Well, don't just stand there looking at me like a monkey being shown a card trick. Join me! Ugh. Come to me, human. Yes, that's it. 1 foot in front of the other. Yes, this is how joining someone works. Another step closer. Very good. Keep coming. See? Joining isn't so difficult, is it? Good boy. Now behave. Ta-da! Why, yes, it is a bed. Don't sound so surprised. What kind of backwater rube do you take me for? Now take your clothes off. Yes, obviously. How would I feed on you when we have our clothes on? I swear, you humans manage to procreate so prolifically is a mystery I will never solve. You take that stiff thing of yours, it's called a cock, yes. And you slide it into this slit here. Yes, my pussy. Still with me so far? And then you spurt your creamy goodness into me and I feed. It's a miracle the human sees the light. Yes, I want to fuck you. Okay, I guess I can see how do you want to have sex with me could sound better than can I feed on you? Now stop standing there and let me feed on you. I mean, let me fuck you. Look at you, you're throbbing. Shh, no more talking, silly human. Just shut up and fuck me. Feel my tight pussy clench around your shaft. Does it feel good? Oh, gently, it sucks at your cock. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Oh, then how about when I bounce up and down on your shaft like this? Oh, your face says it all. Oh, you've made me work for this. Oh, I'm gonna have you make it up to me. I'm gonna milk you dry. Oh, squeeze every last drop out of your balls. Oh, your cum belongs to me, human. All of it. Oh, give me everything you have. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, there it is. Yes. Oh, give it to me. More. Oh, I need it, human. I need it. Oh, spurt all that delicious cum into me. Oh, render under... Fuck. Oh, don't hold back. Oh, keep it coming. Oh, spurt it into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. That was amazing. That's never felt this good before. Seems like this conversation is not the only thing mindless slaves are rubbish at. Oh, how I've missed this. You're particularly delicious, you know. Yeah? You enjoyed it too? I told you I could find us something enjoyable to do. I'll let you rest a bit, and then we can go for a second course. It's getting late already. I'll call you a mechanic in the morning. What? Why are you looking at me like that? No, the landline works just fine. I said I had a phone that did not work. I do. It's not very useful. Ah, but have you considered my counterpoint? Sleep. All right. Still got it.